Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked into the show, people listening on the free Odyssey app, all my folks tuned in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody on a smart speaker. All you have to do, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you to everybody who tuned in to the first hour of the show. We talked about the New York Jets. New York Jets have pretty much been mandated to appear on Hard Knocks. Yeah, you're going to get a whole preseason training camp of Aaron Rodgers, Rob Saleh, and I guess the quarterback that a few people forgot about, that's Zach Wilson. And let's not forget Quinnen Williams is up for a contract extension. I'm sure everything going on with him will be highlighted on Hard Knocks as well. The other New York football team that plays in New Jersey, Saquon Barkley. We don't know if he's going to play on his franchise tag. I think he is, but he has until Monday. Well, both he and the New York Giants have until Monday to come to a long-term contract extension. Otherwise, that tag is going to sit there, and he's going to have to make a difficult decision as to whether or not he wants to play or sit out. Speaking of decisions, Kyrie Irving has made a decision to sign his newest or latest shoe contract with Chinese sneaker company Anta. You may not be familiar with Anta, but Kyrie now has a five-year deal. Some of the past athletes who have wore Anta, Kevin Garnett on his way out of the NBA, and more recently, Klay Thompson, also an Anta athlete. So Kyrie Irving getting a new shoe deal. We don't know how much this deal is worth. I don't think it's the $11 million per year minimum that reportedly Nike was paying Kyrie. So Kyrie Irving not going broke here. A 3 years, $126 million deal from the Dallas Mavericks. And now Kyrie Irving is going to have this deal with Anta, where he will also be the creative director. So let's see what happens there. Let's see how long it takes before we get some additional Kyrie Irving news. I will assume that there will be some type of issue before the year is up. It is Wednesday night, folks. Every Wednesday night, I bring you a new top six list. That's exactly what we're going to do an hour from now. We're going to take a look at some of the biggest and best and most deserving cities here in North America that deserve a pro sports team. You know, there's been so many conversations about relocation and expansion. Move this team here, put this team there, that I want to take a look and highlight six cities that deserve professional sports. And maybe they already have a professional sports team, but I'm going to give you a little bit more detail as to what they might deserve. So that list is coming an hour from now. Also tonight, out in Los Angeles, the ESPY Awards are going on right now. Liam Hendricks being honored for a bounce back at this very moment. Mike Tyson is on the stage at the ESPY Awards with Lil Rel Howery, which we've had him as a guest here on the show. I don't think he goes by Lil anymore, but Rel Howery is there. And so we got a whole lot more to do as we continue on with the show. If you want to talk to me, it's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down in New York City. And shout outs to everybody holding it down who can hear the sound of my voice. So whether you're at work, whether you're leaving work, going to work, making money, relaxing, I appreciate you for locking in. Now, back to business. Talked about Kyrie and his deal. This has been floating around now for a few days. And with all of the news going on and the All-Star game and baseball and I was gone for a week and a half. But this is still news because it might float around for the next several months. It's the fact that Damian Lillard no longer wants to be in Portland. What a shock. What a surprise. And not really. He's been a Portland Trailblazer since 2012. He hasn't had a success in winning anything. When it looked like they might have a good chance at it, they took on the Golden State Warriors and were smacked out of the playoffs. And in all honesty, despite how spectacular of a player Damian Lillard is, one of the most clutch scorers that the NBA's ever seen, a future Hall of Famer, a dude going into, well, he is going to the Hall of Fame. He's already on that top 75, 76 list. He hasn't won anything. The Blazers have been running in place. He comes in, and it's not LaMarcus Aldridge's team. It's his team. And then they pair him with C.J. McCollum. And then they give him a bunch of other young guys. And what are they supposed to do? They do nothing. And now here they have, the well has run dry, and Damian Lillard, who forever wanted to stay in Portland. I can't blame him. Portland is a great city. He's a god up there. I was just in Portland in December. Every restaurant, every bar that I went in seemed like they had a shrine to the guy. He wanted to stay until they drafted Scoot Henderson. And he realized, I guess at the final moment, that it ain't happening here. And I don't know what he was expecting to happen, because Michael Jordan wasn't coming out of a time machine to become a free agent. There was nobody. And there is nobody available who was going to make the Blazers a contender. And you know what? At the end of last year, which was only a couple of months ago, a couple of weeks ago, if you think about the finals, Damian Lillard said, I ain't sticking around, or I don't have no time for a Blazers rebuild. Do you remember this?
I don't have much of an appetite for building and, you know, guys 2 and 3 years away from really going after it, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I think we get Shaden at 19, and he's just different, you know what I'm saying? I think he, just being around him, his disposition, you know what I mean, his, how he listens, his frame, his natural talent, and his ability, I think, you know, that's enough 19-year-olds, you know what I'm saying? And you probably won't find one that will come along the way he has. But, you know, I'm just not, I just ain't interested in that, you know, being honest. And this is not a secret, you know what I mean? I want a chance to go for it. And if the route is to do that, then, you know, that's not my route.
Well, in all honesty, I'll go back. Damian Lillard and the Blazers, they should have broke up at least a season or two ago. Like, that's what should have happened. Not here when Damian Lillard is 32 years old, is 6'2". Oh, and by the way, Damian Lillard is going to be 33 in 3 days. Like, what is he supposed to do? Get better as he ages? I think he has a couple of more seasons here of lighting it up. But there's going to come a point in time where he's going to hit a wall. That's just what it is. That's the reality. And, yes, if you think about the Portland Trailblazers and their roster, oh, it's young as hell. Come on, they just drafted Scoot Henderson. He's 19 years old. He mentioned Sharp, who's 20 years old. Anthony Simons is 24. These guys are on a different timeline, completely different timeline than Damian Lillard. And so after the draft, I guess Damian, nobody wanted to be the bad guy. The Blazers didn't want to be the bad guy, and neither did he. He let them know, I want out. His agent let everybody know. The only place that he wants to go is the Miami Heat. And he's been such a good soldier and loyal to the soil that I guess now the Portland Trailblazers need to send him wherever the hell he wants to go. Well, Joe Cronin, the general manager, told the media over the weekend, he said, listen, my job is to run the Blazers. My job is to do what's best for us. And yes, we love and respect Damian, but if we can't send him to the Heat, and we got to send him elsewhere, or if it's going to take tomorrow or next week or next month or 2 months, then that's what we're going to do. Listen to what he said.
I think the teams that have ended up in the most positive situation post-trade have been the ones that have been really diligent and taking their time and not been impulsive, or, you know, the teams that really kept their urgency under control. So I think that's how my approach has been with this and will be with this, is we're going to be patient. We're going to do what's best for our team. And we're going to see, you know, how this lands. And if it takes months, it takes months.
If it takes months, it takes months. I said this last week before he made those comments. I wouldn't be surprised if it took months. Like, why? There's no free agents sitting around here. Half the NBA wants to go on vacation by the time August comes around. What's the impetus for the Portland Trailblazers to wake up and move him today or tomorrow? There is none. There's no trade deadline here. Free agency is come and gone. We saw what took place with the draft. The draft is done. There's nothing that's going to change circumstance unless we get to training camp and somebody else is angry. Somebody else is upset. Somebody else wants to be moved. Somebody gets hurt. You know, feelings are hurt. It appears very clear right now. Tyler Hero knows the Miami Heat don't want him. How's he supposed to feel now? Oh, no, his feelings are hurt. Come on, we got another guy in the NBA who wants to move. To the shock of nobody, come on now, James Harden? James Harden letting everybody know, yeah, I don't want to be in Philly anymore. I don't want to be here. I mean, now you got Joel Embiid talking to Showtime, answering questions about another upset player. And Joel Embiid, I guess he needs to develop a little bit of a mean streak. He was saying, I got no beef with James Harden. Listen to this.
We're going to be boys forever. Want him to come back, obviously, so we can go out and accomplish what we want. Which is to win a championship. So hopefully that, you know, his mindset can be changed. But other than that, you know, I'm just so happy to be, you know, it's fine.
Oh, it's fine? Okay. Are you sure, man? Like, you went from Ben Simmons, who quit on the team, and then you got a guy in James Harden who actually said he wanted to be in Philadelphia. He said that, like, less than a year ago. Oh, yeah, when I left Houston, I didn't necessarily want to go to Brooklyn. I wanted to end up in Philly. And now he's in Philly with a guy who he was with in Houston with Daryl Morey, and now he wants out. Like, James Harden should just start his own stripper basketball league. Just get a bunch of strippers and play ball with them, man, because I don't know what team James Harden is going to find where he's going to be actually happy. It doesn't seem like it exists. Especially for a guy with diminished skills. And so Damian Lillard, why am I bringing up Harden? Both of these dudes are probably going to have to wait until training camp, until there's some type of movement. And if there's one thing that I understand but I don't agree with, is anyone saying that the Blazers need to return the favor for Damian Lillard and his loyalty. That Damian Lillard now needs to be rewarded for not requesting a trade sooner, and he needs to be sent to Miami. That the Blazers need to do the right thing and just send him there. Why? Because we got idiots like Harden? And so now, what, Lillard needs to be rewarded for not being an ass? Like, nah, that's not what it is. Damian Lillard has been rewarded. Damian Lillard got paid more than $200 million in salary already since he was drafted in 2012. He got paid. Over the next 4 years, he's going to make and has the opportunity to make another $200+ million. He's getting paid. Like, how much more respect do the Portland Trailblazers need to pay him? Look, I think Damian Lillard is going to end up in Miami. How many teams it takes, I have no idea. Is it going to take a third team, a fourth team? Where do you send Tyler Hero? How do the Blazers get picks? How do the Blazers get players? What else does Miami get besides Damian Lillard? I think it'll happen. Maybe James Harden and the Sixers will be involved in this deal. I have no idea, but I know this much. Look, if you are on the extreme, these crying-ass NBA players, and they sign contracts and they don't honor them, and they're divas and they're babies, I understand it. But that's not quite. This is not the guy signing a contract, you know, who fixes your roof and then he quits and changes his mind. This is not a contract that you sign for work. This is not a contract that I sign for work. This is the nature of the business. You sign an NBA contract, both the teams and the players are well aware and know that that contract can be moved to another team. It's not comparable to anything that you or I do when it comes to signing an employment contract. And so, yes, some players use and some players abuse the fact that they can do this. Very few of them do. The upper echelon do. Not everybody. So let's not put everyone in that category. Now, having said that, they paid Damian Lillard. And I think they've done enough. And I think they want to honor his request to send him to Miami. But the fact is, Joe Cronin, he got to think, he's the one who's going to be accountable. Like, what are they getting back? You don't move Damian Lillard, and I know damn well they haven't won anything with him, but you don't necessarily move him and get better. And so do I think they've been respectful to him? Yeah. Do I think they would like to help him and honor his wishes because he has been a good soldier, quote-unquote? Yeah. But are they supposed to just bend over backwards and put him first? The answer is no. That's what paying him is for. And he took the money. And so, no, I don't think they're going to be jerks and send him to the Siberian Basketball Federation. He's going to get $42 million and $45 million and $48 million and $58 million. And, oh, yeah, at the end of his, I don't want to say the end of his career, but when Damian Lillard is 36 years old, presumably past his prime, a short, small point guard, and we see another one, 38 right now, his name's Chris Paul, he might be coming off the bench. Damian Lillard, $63 million player option at 36. Is he going to opt out of that? I know we got a few more years, but damn. If that's not respect, then what is? Let's stop it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'll take your calls here on Damian Lillard. We got the ESPY Awards that just concluded. We had some great comments and words from LeBron James and Liam Hendricks and Patrick Mahomes. We'll get to that and more. And then, you know, the top of the hour, next hour, it's a new top six list. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR, man? I want to first by saying I love the show and thank you for keeping the show real on so many different topics.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's the number to holler at me. If you want to get on these airwaves, you can also contact me. I am all over social media at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief. If your ass is driving, then don't pick up your phone to be on social media. Be smart about it, okay? Right before we went to break, we talked about Damian Lillard. There is no update there outside of the fact that Joe Cronin, the GM of the Blazers, said that it may take months to move Damian Lillard. And I'm not just going to rush into anything because he wants to go to Miami, which is perfectly fine, as he should. He works for the Portland Trail Blazers. He doesn't work for Damian Lillard. And I'm sure he would love to work with him in moving him. But ultimately, he has to do what is best for the franchise and not what's best for Damian Lillard. Now, I still think he'll end up in Miami. I do believe it's going to take until training camp. We're going to have a few other moving pieces shifted around. Maybe it'll include James Harden and Tyler Hero. God knows who and God knows what. I just think that Damian Lillard's getting enough money that, you know, this ain't charity out here. You don't just get to pick where you want to go. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The ESPY Awards just concluded, and so we'll talk about that momentarily. And then, you know this, in about 35 minutes from now, at the top of the next hour, I'm going to give you a new top six list. We're going to look at some cities that deserve professional sports, or at least a professional sports team, maybe another one. Let's go ahead and get to these phone lines and get to Cam in San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, what's up, Jerry? How you doing? I got a question for you about Dame. I'm just wondering what you think is the issue that has caused him to not be able to get over the hump, because I mean, he's had good players in McCollum and Aldridge, and I mean, you can't say he's not clutch. The guy's cold-blooded, buzzer beater after buzzer beater.
Those guys are nominal lever. They're second level players. They're not championship caliber players. I mean, you could say the same thing about Damian Lillard because he hasn't gone there. But CJ McCollum, he's an undersized shooting guard who was paired up with Damian Lillard. And LaMarcus Aldridge basically had to cede his position as the top dog and left. Damian Lillard was on his way into the NBA while LaMarcus Aldridge was being phased out of the team.
Do you think it's just straight up guys around him? It's not coaching. It's not, you know, I guess the front office is.
Well, I think in any team you can certainly look at the talent. Nurkic hasn't lived up to what you thought he could be given his injuries. I just told you what I think about CJ McCollum. Yeah, sure, he can put up 20 points a game, but he's undersized. And LaMarcus Aldridge was on his way out. So I think ultimately it was the talent.
Yeah, well, appreciate your take on that. Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly. Thank you, Cam, for calling from San Diego. Let's go from San Diego to North Carolina and talk to KC. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's going on, JR?
What's on your mind?
Just talk about Dame. You know, I'm a Heat fan. And just hearing Cronin say that, it makes me think that he's in a little stalemate with Pat Riley. Just seeing Victor Oladipo go, Max Strus go, it's almost, to me, it's like a chess game. I'm like you. I think that Lillard will end up on the Heat, but also it just kind of makes me wonder what exactly are the Heat willing to give up to make that happen.
Well, I don't know if it's a stalemate. I think it's very clear. I don't think there's anything that the Blazers – well, there's not enough that the Blazers want in return. And they don't want Tyler Hero, and I don't blame him because I don't think he's an asset that you can just easily move. He ain't getting them over the hump. Can he go out there and get buckets, and can he do it inefficiently? Yes, he can. But he ain't changing the world for the Blazers. And so I don't think it's so much being in a stalemate with Pat Riley and the Heat. It's trying to find and identify other teams or another team where they could just make this happen and make it work. And so, yeah, I agree with you and you agree with me. I just believe it's going to take some time. Thank you, KC, for calling from North Carolina. Let's go to Dylan. He's calling from Portland, Oregon. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call. Well, I kind of want to quote one of my favorite movie quotes, especially for Dame in Portland. I think it's fitting. You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Isn't that from Batman?
That guy has done so much for us, and it's, in my opinion, 50-50.
Yes,
half the fans are mad and are now saying he's running away from the grind after he's preached it so long. He wants to stay loyal. And I fault the general managers starting from way back when we had before Cronin, way back when we had him to get a chance. We could have got Harden the offseason. We definitely could have made a push for KD. I mean, Dame was posting pictures of KD in a Blazers uni, and we couldn't give him 3-4 first-round picks for KD. They didn't even try. The GM and management failed the Blazers, not Dame.
Well, I think it might go even higher than that. Who the hell owns the Blazers right now?
Jody Allen.
Yeah, is that and let's be real. Is that really owning the team? Is it more so or less passive ownership? Look, between the Seattle Seahawks and now taking a look at the Blazers, of which the late Paul Allen owned, they have been hypothetically on the block, unfortunately, since his passing. And so I think it's difficult and tough to say, hey, we want to go ahead and do this and do that. When, yeah, okay, yeah, Jody Allen might be there, but we have no idea who's really, really running the team. Nothing? No, okay, I don't know what happened to Dylan. Maybe he got abducted by a billionaire. Maybe I'll get abducted by a billionaire for saying what I just said. Look, Paul Allen unfortunately passed away in 2018. And both of the teams that he owned, the Seahawks and the Blazers, they're just kind of floating out there. And so we can look at the GMs and who's this and Rich Tro and Pritchard this, and we can go down the list and go down the line. It gets a little tough. Here's an example. And nobody had to die. Nobody from the New York Mets had to pass away. Look at what Steve Cohen did. The man got the team in COVID, in the whole, I want to call it the COVID era, whatever you want to call it. He purchased the team. And the New York Mets, in the span of a year and a half, all of a sudden, boom, 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 they spending more money than anybody. Where do you think a lot of these moves and decisions come from? They come at the top. And by the way, they don't always guarantee a victory. You want to talk about bringing in Kevin Durant? Well, what happened with Brooklyn? Like, they took a bet on him coming back from his blown out Achilles, and we can go down the list. COVID kicked the Nets' ass, and Kyrie Irving kicked their ass, and Steve, well, not Steve Nash, him a little bit. There's James Harden. We can go down the list. There's no guarantees here. You know, one thing I'd like to have? Healthy basketball players. Tough to come by nowadays now, isn't it? Tristan calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey there, JR. How are you doing?
Good.
Good to hear from you. Speaking of this Dame news, being in Toronto here, a big news story, especially the last week, has been Pascal Siakam apparently might want out of Toronto, and Toronto might want to trade him. Could you see potentially Portland and Toronto making a swap? I know people have dug up in the past, Dame loves the city of Toronto. I know it's not Miami, but could that potentially be something that solves two problems?
I don't think so, bro. No. I think if someone says, let's think about this like vacation. I get it. It's a job. It's a career. If a man says he wants to go to Miami, and I love Toronto, do I want to go to Toronto when it's, you know, like negative 20 outside, or do I want to be down in Miami where it's going to be like 70 and 80?
Yeah, you probably want to be in the much warmer weather.
Yeah, come on. The guy's hell-bent on Miami. I don't think he's going to change his mind. And maybe he will, but I ain't holding my breath. It's like me asking somebody, hey, let's go on vacation in December. You want to go to Miami? You want to go to Toronto? Like, let's go to Toronto in June. How about that? Hey, thank you, Tristan. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea where Pascal Siakam is going. Look, the Toronto Raptors are just a bunch of young players, a bunch of forwards slapped together. My apologies. I'm going to get a bunch of calls, angry people from Toronto telling me about their future and how bright it is. Look, that bright future went down the toilet when Kawhi Leonard said, all right, I won, I'm out. My apologies. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. Hey, LeBron James spoke. Liam Hendricks spoke. The ESPY Awards are done. We'll talk about that, get to your calls, give you a new top six list at the top of the hour.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I want to just thank you for all you do to the nation. I've been very analytical, and just looking at you, I can always say one thing. When you say, you know, I don't disagree with what you're saying, I think that's the biggest compliment that you give to people, and your marketing edge is that you're doing it on the radio, which is like the telephone versus, you know, being in front of the camera, and you know your stuff, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The top of the hour, I'm going to give you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the cities, the top six cities that deserve a professional sports team. That's going to be a fun one. We're going to take a look at some cities across North America. There's so much talk about relocation and expansion. I'm going to give you a list of places that I think deserve in on the action. Speaking of some action, tonight the ESPY Awards went down in Los Angeles. I'm sure a lot of my buddies are hanging out at the ESPY's after party, which is always pretty cool. But some of the awards that were given out this evening, Patrick Mahomes, awarded Male Athlete of the Year. Liam Hendricks, coming back from cancer just about a month ago, receiving the Jimmy V Award, now back out on the mound. Pitching for the White Sox. Angel Reese of LSU winning Breakthrough Athlete of the Year. And LeBron James honored for record-breaking performance. And even DeMar Hamlin. DeMar Hamlin was on hand, and he didn't necessarily run around and become the recipient of an award, but he actually awarded the Buffalo Bills training staff with a Pat Tillman Award for helping to save his life. A matter of fact, let's play some of this audio. We'll hear from LeBron and Liam Hendricks, but first, let's hear from someone who we are not familiar with who helped save DeMar Hamlin's life. That's Nate Bresky. He's the head athletic trainer for the Bills, and this is what he had to say at the ESPYs, courtesy of ABC.
My name is Nate Bresky. I'm the head athletic trainer for the Buffalo Bills. I'm humbled and honored to be speaking tonight, representing the Buffalo Bills athletic training and medical staff. By the grace of God and divine intervention, we had the best outcome we could have prayed for or imagined. It was a massive army of specialists who came together on and off the field to do their jobs that night. That team includes the Bills and Bengals athletic training and medical staffs. DeMar, first and foremost, thank you for staying alive, brother. Seriously, we are so honored to be standing up here next to such a strong and courageous human being.
Yeah, and it took a while to even get to that point. The minute that Damar Hamlin announced them as honorees or the winners, I can't even call them winners, the honorees, you know, he just cried. And I can imagine, man, you die out on a field and you're here to talk about it. That's going to touch him forever. And speaking of touching, there's always so many touching moments, respectable moments at the ESPY Awards. Liam Hendricks, Chicago White Sox, out there, you expecting him to close out all the games. The big Aussie, he spoke as well about tonight and his experience in winning the Jimmy V Award. Listen.
If I leave you with anything, and I cannot stress this enough, please reach out to anybody going through anything similar to this, whether it be cancer, whether it be anxiety, whether it be depression, whether it be any number of things. Trust me, you are not annoying. You will not be an annoyance to us. All that matters is that you give us that little bit of a text. That could be the singular moment of us picking up our spirits and being able to advance to the next stage, being able to advance that next day of treatment, being able to advance past anything that we're going through. That one text can be the difference. So like Jimmy V said, don't give up. Don't ever give up. And I won't.
Yeah, it's amazing how he was able to bounce back. Speaking of bouncing back, I told you LeBron James was honored tonight as well. Presented this award via every member of his immediate family, both of his boys, his little girl, his wife. LeBron James was up on the stage to receive his award for record-breaking performance. We know LeBron is now the NBA's all-time leading scorer, passing Kareem back in February. And LeBron James, he wanted to provide some clarity about his standing as a player in the NBA. Said that he was typically being honest and being open in public about whether or not he was going to continue his career. But tonight, he didn't leave any doubts.
I don't care how many more points I score or what I can or cannot do on the floor. The real question for me is, can I play without cheating this game? The day I can't give the game everything on the floor is the day I'll be done. Lucky for you guys, that day is not today.
Yeah, LeBron James ain't going nowhere. I think we knew all of that already. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Michigan and talk to Greg. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Greg?
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. Hey, great show tonight. Wow, so eclectic, so emotional. A lot of good stuff, as always. I get flabbergasted real quick about the mega millions that people are making in the four sports. It's unbelievable when you're talking about Damian getting 68 million or this many millions, and then Ohtani going to get 75, 80. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But I got to ask you, don't you think that LeBron has a flair for the dramatic? He gets out there and he looks immaculate. That suit, and his wife swears, or he swears, and it's just, the man has the flair for the dramatic, and it's just, I'm so happy that, you know, you've been saying that he's going to be playing, and I still had some reservation, but it was fantastic to see him just go, tonight's not the night. It was a great ESPYs show tonight.
Yeah, it was cool, and there was a little bit of an adjustment from the ESPYs, more so than in the past, and thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. You know, there was no host. Now, Kevin Hart was scheduled to host the ESPYs tonight, but for people who aren't aware or aren't up on Hollywood, there's been a writer's strike. And it's been for the better part now, I feel, for about 2 months. And so there are no writers. And Kevin Hart, in allegiance and sticking with them, he didn't want to, quote-unquote, cross the line and go out there and host. And so he did not. And so there was no host. Pat McAfee opened up the show, and I think he did an amazing job. Lil Wayne actually opened up the show, I believe. I don't know why. I guess ESPN needed a musical performance. And so we went the night without a host, and the show, I think, went on great. And Pat McAfee, who has an excellent sense of humor, he went out and did a spectacular job. I know, Greg, you mentioned LeBron James you know, dropping some profanities. My wife doesn't show up to do blank and this and that. And, you know, sometimes, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you I cuss like a sailor. I don't got the cleanest mouth in the world. But sometimes, I don't know, maybe it's just me. Like, do we need the profanity everywhere all the time? Like, is there not? And I get it. We got kindergartners cussing. I see kindergartners running around throwing out middle fingers, you know, out the school bus window. But isn't there like a little bit of public decorum? Is that gone? Is that out the window? Like, I got no problem with LeBron. But it's like every press conference and every parade, everybody got to drop an F-bomb or an S-bomb or this. You know, not everybody wants to hear that. You know, I'm just saying. David is calling from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, David?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I love your show. First of all, I called about the NBA, but since I'm from Buffalo, I want to thank you for acknowledging the whole DeMar Hamlin situation, because, you know, as a Bills fan, and you know, it was really impactful here. And so with all the other stuff that went on in Buffalo, that was one of them that we got through. But my comment was about the NBA and the teams, and it seems as though, and not this is a collusion thing, but it seems as though the way the market's bearing out, a lot of owners are not just giving players their choice of where they want to go. It's kind of the backlash started, it seemed like, with Harden when he was in Houston, and I want to go to Brooklyn. You know, then, you know, Kyrie wanted to be there, then KD did, and then depending on what KD did, I want to go to, and then they, you know, everybody wants to go somewhere else, and then Kyrie ended up like, oh, we'll trade you to Dallas, okay? Like,
yeah,
you know, and so it's almost like Dame and Harden, and this is my point, it seems like Dame and Harden are in that era, I mean, that age bracket, like you mentioned, where their skills are diminishing, and you can't necessarily demand where you want to go. And so the market's kind of bearing out.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like you said, but that's,
well,
that's not
David. Common. Yeah, yes. I want to respond to you. We're up against the break, so I'm going to respond, and I got to let you go as we approach the break. I don't think it's so much collusion. I think there's some outliers. Do we have plenty of owners who have approached and reached the point of I don't want to pay this guy to not do this? Yeah, we have. But we just came to a new CBA. You know, we had Shaquille O'Neal saying that Ben Simmons was going to screw up the money because he wasn't going to play. It ain't nothing slowing down the money. And the NBA is continuing to swim in it into the future. I just think we got a few bad apples. And when I say bad, I'm talking about James Harden and the Simmons of the world and the Zions, who just don't seem fully committed in different reasons in different ways. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, it's a top six list. So many talks about relocation and teams expanding. I'm going to give you a top six list of cities that deserve professional sports. Maybe a new team. Don't move. We'll talk about it.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls. Love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
Summer's always the perfect time to invite your friends and family over for a backyard barbecue. And when you're looking to make your get-together a little better for you, Beyond Meat has you covered. Beyond's products are delicious, simple to cook, and can be added into so many different meals. It's seriously that easy. Like the new Beyond sausages, available in hot Italian style or brat. They're packed with protein, have that true meaty flavor, and sizzle great on the grill, just like you're used to. Plus, they're made with simple, plant-based ingredients that you can feel good about. And the best part, your friends may not even be able to tell. Look for the new Beyond sausage, now with new meatier taste, at your local store. For great recipes and where to buy Beyond sausage, go to beyondmeat.com. And get ready to summer better with Beyond.